of Buxton like coming here, and they've liked it again today, still unbeaten.
I didn't know about that, but yeah, and deserved a result for the determination that we didn't show. Yeah. Not good enough.
I mean, you're right. I mean, the times and the space that they had. I think they had the freedom to bury at times, and yeah, it was a strange performance.
Being lazy and not lacklustre, we play our football based on going on, getting on the front foot and going and closing people down and winning the ball. We didn't do that one jot today. It wasn't a tackle. The midfield might as well not have been there. You've got to go and close people down, and when you get on the ball, if it's not your day, you can affect the game by being hard to beat, and we certainly weren't that, and that was summed up by the second goal. That was, I think there was four opportunities to get a tackle.
Well, like I said, he walked through.
Yeah, he
literally
did.
Walked through.
He did, and that's not good enough at any level, certainly not here where you've got 2,000 people paying good hard-earned money to come and watch and support you. No, that's not good enough.
Is it good that there's another game 2 days to get out of the system?
Well, it better be. We'll know in 2 days.
That's another bogey ground as well.
No, it's going to be it's a battle. You know, we give them all the plaudits for being good footballers. Now they've got to show another side to the game. That's something that we have to do. You know, we spoke with all of them, and you know, about staying for next season. And you know, I've got question marks against quite a few of the players now because of that.
Okay, cheers, girl.
Cheers.